Imagine waking up each day knowing that somewhere in the world, an unseen enemy is already at work, writing code, exploiting vulnerabilities, and using AI to launch attacks that could cripple businesses or compromise millions of people. For Nadav Avital, Senior Director of Threat Research at Talos, this isn't fiction. It's his daily reality. In this episode, we step inside Nadav's world, where every decision can mean the difference between safety and disaster, and where his wisdom and experience speak volumes about how to structure a secure environment and build a great team of people. I'm Steve Prentice, and this is the Talos Security Sessions Bite Size Podcast. These bite-sized podcasts are an opportunity for you to learn more about the people behind the technology. Each episode, we talk with someone who is part of the team at Talos or at Imperva, a Talos company, to give you some insight into what they do to help create the products and services that keep organizations safe all around the world. Whether you are interested in taking your career deeper into security technology or are just curious about who is behind that pane of glass, this is the series for you. My guest today is Nadav Avital, Senior Director of Threat Research here at Talos, and someone we have had on the series before. In May of 2025, we published The Hidden Battle for AI Security as one of our Talos Security Sessions podcasts that featured Nadav along with Asad Ali and Michael Zunke, and that was quite a compelling conversation about AI as a tool for both good and bad in the world of cyber. You can find it by subscribing to the Talos Security Sessions podcast or by visiting the show's page at Talos. The URL for that is in the show notes. But today, we look at a day in the life of Nadav. As his title says, a senior director of threat research, we want to learn just how he faces this battle every day. Nadav, it is a pleasure to have you here, so let's start with that. What are the things that keep you busy or concerned on a typical day?
A typical day usually starts with a coffee. And really, there are no 2 days that are alike. But most of my work is based on understanding the threat landscape. So I spend most of my day, most of my time understanding that. And the way that I do that is by scanning threat intelligence feeds and alerts from our internal systems, also technology feeds. So these usually let me stay up to date with the latest technology advancements, the latest threats, and also the stuff that we see in real life. And then I meet with my team to prioritize ongoing investigation and research project. And after that, around midday, usually I spend some time with the cross-functional partners. So that would be product managers, engineering teams, marketing to align our threat insights, what we are tasked to do with the roadmap needs, product capabilities, and the messaging. And if there is some time left, I try to spend it on brainstorming on how we stay one step ahead by investing in innovation and all the crazy stuff, what ifs, and so on. So this is, I think, a typical day.
We've all seen a great deal of change over the past couple of years, the biggest seeming to be the rise of artificial intelligence, which is changing everything. Threat actors, too, are becoming more sophisticated, and they're using AI for everything, from designing code through to creating better phishing emails, using deepfakes, even to working remotely for companies using AI to do their work and reporting for them. So, Nadav, how do you stay ahead of this continued sophistication of the world's threat actors?
That's a very good question, especially around the topic of AI, because AI technology is moving so fast. Also, so are the related threats. For example, AI agents, this is now the hot topic today. They are a great help as they can make an autonomous decision like booking a flight or a hotel and so on. However, who thinks about what happens if the agent is tricked to do some kind of a malicious action on your behalf, disclosing your credentials, disclosing your credit card information, and so on? There is a lot going on, and I think we have yet to reach a stable state where we can say, okay, this is like, we know all the threats there are. We're not there yet. However, from what we do know, we act upon what we do know. So we try to fight AI with AI. So it's a combination of red teaming with AI, building detection models that can evolve. We're also collaborating with external researchers. We have some very good relationships with the academy. We work together with them, also with other parts in the Thales group that help us with this task. And internally, we've built an adversarial simulation that tests how LLMs can be abused and reverse the engineer protection patterns. And this is just one example of the stuff that we do. And it's also about education, keeping the team current on how AI is changing and the threatscape, like I mentioned. So we spend a lot of time or investing a lot of time in staying up to date with the latest technologies and threats.
Do you ever encounter situations where you have numerous threats or numerous attacks happening simultaneously, whether it's upon yourselves or on the clients you work with? Do you ever get one of those days where everything is going wrong? And if you do that, how do you triage? How do you figure out how to deal with a battlefield situation like that?
It does happen from time to time. Luckily, it doesn't happen a lot. But I think everything that is related to what we call a production issue, meaning, as you may know, Imperva is playing a critical role in protecting and serving web applications and data stores. So production issue, as we call it, is usually some incident that either we don't protect the customer as we should have, or in some very bad cases, since we don't protect, it causes a security incident to the customers. If such a scenario is unfolding, that usually means all hands on deck. This takes precedence on every other thing. And obviously, we try to help as well. Like I mentioned, luckily, this kind of stuff almost never happens. But what we do experience from time to time, and this is the nature of our work, is that we detect an emerging threat. So doesn't necessarily hit our customers, but we know it's coming or it's about to come. And this is also a scenario type that we have a specific procedure how to deal with. So we have someone on call night or day, and our response time is very, very fast. And this is the nature of this field. You know, it's so dynamic. It's always like a cat and mouse game, and we always have to stay on top of things. So that's part of it.
So you are one of those specialists who works behind the scenes, keeping companies safe, but also running directly towards the problem when a cyber attack occurs. It's not something that just anyone can do. What do you love most about your job?
That's a great question.
I think it's seeing our work make a real impact, whether it's helping a customer avoid a breach, being a new security capability inspired by our research and innovation, or could be even mentoring a junior analyst or a manager crack their first threat case and build the team. I think mostly it's a mix of protection and purpose and vision.
So what keeps you awake at night? You work on the leading edge of technology and have to be aware of the threats and the dangers. What kind of cyber-related issues keep you worried and at the same time keep you sharp in doing your job?
Again, it's a combination of things. One thing for sure, like I mentioned before, it's the evolving threat landscape. And it could be things that are, you know, it could take some time until they are materialized to a concrete threat. And we know that we have some time, but, you know, it's always kind of like the back of your mind. Okay, I need to take care of that because it's coming. But some threats are more concrete and can materialize very fast. And it's a matter of hours, sometimes minutes, from the, you know, the time that you know about a potential threat or vulnerability until it becomes a reality. And when I say it becomes a reality, that means our customers are going to get hit with those cyber attacks, and it's our job to keep them safe.
What advice would you give to people who are interested in becoming part of this challenging sector of the cybersecurity profession? Is this a matter of just continuing to study and to learn and to work with others? What advice would you give to someone who's interested in following in your footsteps?
I think cybersecurity as a profession is like a never-ending job of understanding and investigating. So you really need to have a passion and knack for it. You also must have a high level of curiosity, because like I mentioned, things are moving so rapidly. You always have to know or to ask the question, why? And what if? And, you know, what can I do better? So it's the combination of having a real passion for this job, because if not, you'll get burned out very quickly. And curiosity to understand how things work and how you can, you know, outsmart people who are trying to manipulate technology to their own benefits. Other than that, you know, there are some technical things that you have to know, and stuff like coding, scripting, concepts, and, you know, basic concepts of cybersecurity networks. In the recent years, you also have to acquire some knowledge of data analysis, because we deal with troves of data and we need to understand what it all means, how to analyze it, and also AI, obviously, to understand. You know, you don't necessarily need to be an expert in AI, but you do need to understand how it works and how it can work for you, its capabilities and, you know, its limitations also. And you don't necessarily need to have everything, but if you have at least some of these things, you have a pretty good shot.
Would you say that someone interested in this work would need to have, let's say, an undergraduate degree in computer science, a strong academic background, or can people come from different lines of work? I mean, if someone is a nurse or a pilot right now, could they still switch careers and move into cybersecurity and threat intelligence within a couple of years? What background would you require when hiring someone?
I think it's very individual. And as a testimony, you know, you can see in my group, people are coming from very different backgrounds. Some of my more talented people didn't go to university, but they do have a lot of experience. And the main thing that I can perhaps characterize them by is their very high level of curiosity and very high level of technology understanding. So not necessarily undergraduates or PhDs, but really passionate about this field, highly technical, self-learning individuals. And, you know, it's interesting because I used to think that, you know, university degrees and stuff like that, it's a must. But as I grow older, I come to understand that people can have different backgrounds and it doesn't necessarily mean that you'll do a bad job.
Finally, what advice would you offer to companies who are still struggling with keeping pace with cybersecurity, especially with the power and reach of AI? What more can a company owner or department leader do to protect their company in this fast-changing environment?
It's a tricky one. But generally, I think that security vendors, or, you know, if you are looking to build your security strategy, you should aim towards solutions that work for you and don't make you work for them. And I think, sadly, this is something that we see a lot in the cybersecurity industry. There are a lot of solutions, but a lot of them require a high level of investment and, you know, high cost of ownership. You need to train people. You need to tune the solution specifically to your environment. You need to do a lot of things to actually make it work. And we take great pride in the stuff that we do because most of it just works. And I think this is a good message both to defenders and builders of cybersecurity solutions to create solutions or to buy solutions that work for you and not you work for them.
Some wise words. Nadav Avital, Senior Director of Threat Research at Talos, thank you very much for joining us here today on the Talos Security Sessions Bite-Size Podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Remember, if you like what you hear, be sure to subscribe and tell a friend or a colleague or a client or all of them about the Talos Security Sessions podcast and the Talos Security Sessions Bite-Size Podcasts. We will be back again soon with another episode and another discussion on the topics and people that you need to know about to successfully carry on in the business of information security. Until then, I'm Steve Prentice. Thanks for listening.